You're listening to Nights with Brian Crump on RNZ National.
This week's sport is brought to you by Zoe George, who has been very busy on RNZ National. She was on the panel earlier. She was one of the panellists. And now she's in a mini panel with me, talking sport on Nights. Zoe, lovely to have your company. Welcome back.
Always lovely to be on the show with you. Now, I have to pre-warn you, for the last 2 weeks, I've been getting up at 3:30 in the morning to cover the Commonwealth Games and record the podcast, The Podium for Stuff.
Well, you wouldn't you?
And that's the same for today, and I haven't slept. So if I'm if I stumble a little bit, just, you know, you're just going to have to deal with it.
You're I'm not high my normal on sleep self. Deprivation, Zoe. You've got the sleep deprived
yes.
high. It does happen.
Yes.
And you do sound pretty bouncing up. I mean, the results in terms of the Commonwealth Games. I think in terms, I don't know if it's in terms of overall medals, but I'm pretty sure in terms of gold medals, our most successful Commonwealth Games ever.
Yes. Yes, that's correct. So we're currently sitting on 19. There's still a chance for one more overnight with the women's double squash, which is due to start very soon. So that could take us up to 20. Our most successful with gold medals before this was the Auckland 1990
yes.
Commonwealth Games.
And it's Joelle King. And who else is she with in the doubles?
I can't remember.
You can't remember, Zoe. There you go. Your 3 o'clock start has come back to haunt you, and I didn't check my notes.
Know.
I know that. Well, we got 50% of the team because Joelle. Now she teamed up with in the men's doubles, and
yes, with
and
Paul
they won
Cole.
Gold.
Hold on. So tonight it's Joelle King and Amanda Landers Murphy.
There you go.
And they beat Malaysia to book a place in the gold medal. And it was just such a wonderful thing because today it was Joelle King and Paul Cole in the mixed doubles. And to see them win gold was just wonderful because late last week, Joelle King just really struggled in that bronze medal match, you know, and she didn't win. And then Paul Cole went on to win gold. And he said that her stumbling like that really revved him up. And so he went for gold. And then the two of them got gold today against the English. And it was just wonderful
yeah.
to see her do so well, and hopefully tonight they can, well, they're going to bring home a medal either way, which is
yes.
which is incredibly exciting.
I mean, some observers have talked about the fact that Joelle King and Tom Walsh were both the flag bearers, and maybe there was a bit of flag bearing pressure on Joelle King. Tom Walsh looked pretty comfortable in taking gold, although Jack O'Gill did in the end push him a little bit.
Certainly. He certainly did,
yep.
but it was wonderful to have that New Zealand, you know, gold, silver in the shot put. Actually, we've done incredibly well in the athletics overall, which is fabulous. And I must admit, though, I have been trying to watch as many other sports, quote unquote, other sports, not some of the biggest sports. So I watched a lot of beach volleyball. I watched New Zealand play Vanuatu today in the bronze medal. And it came down to the third set and it was so close. But good on Vanuatu. They got the bronze. What else did I watch today? Oh, I've been watching a lot of bowls.
Yes.
Particularly bowls, the women's bowls.
Televised bowls is actually a brilliant sport. I remember getting hooked on bowls at the 78 Olympics. Which were in Edmonton, and it's just, yeah, the tension, if you've got good commentary, and the commentary team, I don't know who they are, who've been covering the bowls, but they're really good. And another thing I want to mention, hats off to Malaysia. Now, Malaysia
yes.
is coming through. You are seeing Malaysia not necessarily at the top of the podium, but a lot of podium finishes in this Commonwealth Games, a rising force in sport, don't you reckon?
Oh, absolutely. And that bronze medal game against New Zealand in the peers was just incredibly exciting. It came down to, was it the last end? And it was just, and then it was all over. And they just played so well. And it was, for me, it was so great to see the Blackjacks women, you know, they won 3 bronze medals in the peers, the triples and the fours. And so, yeah, it was so great. And I feel like I now know so much more about bowls because of it. So, yeah, and then I watched a bit of the diving and obviously the cricket, Brian, the White Ferns, can you believe it? Bronze medal
yes.
against England.
Against the run of form. England have had their measure. And, of course, in that group game, England thrashed us. So, yeah, I thought bronze medal for humanity, you know. Yeah, but yes, well done.
It was so good. Well, that's it. We made 71 against them a couple of days ago. Mm. And then we lost to Australia in the semi-final, which put us back into the bronze medal game against England. And England won the toss, elected to bat, and New Zealand was able to keep them to 110 for 9, thanks in part to Hayley Jensen's incredibly disciplined bowling. And then out came Sophie Devine, whack, 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 51 off 40.
Also a little word there for Susie Bates.
Yes.
Because that 20 in that opening partnership with Sophie Devine set the momentum. And after that, as long as we held wickets, and we did lose a quick wicket after Susie got out, it was plain sailing with Amelia and Sophie.
Yeah, it was nice to see that top order really solidify. That's what we were missing during the Cricket World Cup back in March. And afterwards, Sophie Devine was quite emotional, and she said, you know, we don't always win, and we don't always, you know, but we always try our best, and we just want to make New Zealand proud. And so it was just wonderful. And then we had the Silver Ferns as well this morning against England.
Mm.
And that was fantastic, particularly after an absolute pummeling by Jamaica.
Let's also hats off to Jamaica. What a great performance against New Zealand. What a slam dunker of a performance. As painful as it might have been for the Jamaicans, it must have been sublime.
Yeah. absolutely. And you know, as well, particularly this morning, because the crowd was so loud and it was so dominant for England, you know, there was this worry that it may have put the Silver Ferns off their game.
And Zoe, hadn't England again beaten New Zealand in the netball in group play, hadn't they?
Yes. I can't remember what the score is off the top of my head.
About 10 goals,
today,
I think.
Yeah, about 10 goals. Today it was 55-48. It was just really wonderful to see them do so well. And I'm sure you can hear it in my voice, even though I'm extremely tired and running off adrenaline and sleep deprivation, but there is this sense of joy for me that's come out of these Commonwealth Games. One of the highlights for me, obviously, is Sophie Pascoe, but also 17-year-old Josh Wilmer, who won gold in the 100-meter SB8 breaststroke. And when he came out to the starting blocks, he was like real amped and kind of a bit of a swagger. And it turns out he'd listened to a bit of Metallica before he came out.
Good for him. We were playing Metallica on Friday night.
Yes, love it. And when he won, there was just this sense, this wonderful sense of joy. And that, for me, kind of summed up what these games have been about. You know, I know that we've had a few disappointments. The Black Ferns and All Black Sevens didn't defend their gold medals, but actually that's okay. It was incredibly wonderful to see the cyclists do so well, particularly the women. Elise Andrews, 3 gold medals, just what a legend. And
now, Zoe, I do have to ask you about some thoughts on that. Given the last time you were on, you were talking about the report into the management of player welfare by New Zealand Cycling, particularly female player welfare after the death of Olivia Podmore. And I guess some people might say, well, look, this is the upside of high achievement. You push people, they respond, they win, everybody feels good, smiles all around.
Yeah, no. When your people are good, and I've said this, I don't know how many times I've said this over the last couple of years, but when your people are good, your results are going to be good. And actually, Brian, it's a year ago tomorrow since Olivia Podmore died. And
and
I still have incredibly vivid memories of talking with you about that. It has been a very difficult 12 months for the cyclists and the cycling community, particularly for women, with the review that came out in May and it talking about how putting results and medals before athletes as human beings is detrimental to their mental health and well-being.
And do we then have to have a caveat over our response to the cyclist's success?
I'm so thrilled for them. I am so thrilled for them, knowing what they've been through and knowing the sacrifices that all of them have made, you know, within that report and within the interviews that I did around cycling in the last 12 months, you know, we had reports of athletes not being able to afford to eat properly, not being able to afford to pay their rent or keep their registration up on their car. And so how are we expected, our athletes, to win medals for us when we're treating them like that? This time last year as well, you know, we were just coming off the back of the Olympics, and as we found out, and I think it was about October last year, there was an integrity breach with the men's team, and there's been a huge clear out with the management of Cycling New Zealand, new CEO, new high performance director, new coach. So obviously something is working within that environment, and I'm so incredibly happy for them. And Elise Andrews said in one of her interviews last week that, you know, that they think about Olivia every single day, and she's right there with them at Birmingham. So, you know, it's been incredibly hard for them. So I'm so proud of them. I'm so proud of them.
You talk about the joy, and one reason maybe that you as a New Zealander, you might be experiencing joy, is because New Zealand has done so well at these Commonwealth Games. But I wonder also whether the Brummies, the Birmingham crowd, has played a role in this, because they seem to be, the crowds have been excellent, the atmosphere has been excellent, they're obviously supporting the local team, but in a way that just seems really also sort of friendly rather than nasty, kind of intimidating support, real enthusiasm. The Brummies deserve a bit of a pat on the back, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. 1.7 million tickets sold for the Commonwealth Games as of this morning.
Do you know if there was some kind of a discount, or whether that's just because Brummies love their sport and took the opportunity?
Maybe. Well, you know, it was so amazing to see the crowds and the noise, you know, like the netball this morning. Whoa, it was so loud. It was just incredible. And the team have been reporting back for the podium, Ian Anderson and Rob Van Rooyen, have just been having a wonderful time and seeing and smelling and hearing all the sounds and noises and tastes and all sorts of things, and it's been quite the experience. They've put on a pretty good show. The only kind of hitch that our team have experienced over there was the transport, and it turns out that the athletes had transport woes as well. Yesterday a bunch of pole vaulters arrived about half an hour late without their poles.
Really?
Because it was on a different bus. Yeah.
Well, the poles were on the wrong bus. Well, did the bus driver say, mate, you can't put poles in here, mate. There's no room for poles in here.
Something like that. And when Ian Anderson was going to the cycling a couple of days ago, the bus driver asked him if he knew where they were going and for some directions. And poor old Ian was like, mate, I'm a Kiwi. I've got no idea where we are. So there were a few, you know, there were a few funny things like that happened. But I think the thing is, though, for me, regardless of whether or not we won medals, which is, you know, that's the end result. But for me, particularly in the wake of the last 2 years and the coverage of abusive practices in sport and welfare issues in sport, it was about covering these games with a sense of joy and fun, because we do love winners, but sport is about fun and joy, and that's what we forget sometimes. That's what we've forgotten when it's come to the All Blacks of late. You know, they're having a particularly rough time. And so whenever I spoke to anyone in regards to the Commonwealth Games, it was whether or not they won or lost, I always asked them whether they were having fun, and it was always an emphatic yes. And I think that makes a huge difference. And so, yes, tomorrow is my last show, and then I'm going to sleep, and then I am going to go lie on a beach somewhere in the South Pacific for 2 weeks.
Splendid, splendid. Zoe, I heard you on the panel, and you were talking about the rugby, and David Farrar, who was your fellow panellist, was trying to remember the last time the All Blacks had such a bad run. Mm. He was going back to 1949. I think it was 1998 when the All Blacks lost five in a row. And then the following year they came fourth at the World Cup, Rugby Cup, and I do remember some very nasty stuff appearing on that old-fangled dial-up kind of network I used to access. And I wonder whether you're seeing stuff. I mean, you've got colleagues who are giving the All Blacks a hard time. Maybe they feel that that's the way to make them a better team. You criticise because the criticism is due. What do you think, Zoe, as a sports reporter?
Well, there's always place for critique, right, in any performance. For me, with the All Blacks, I think that the coverage of them over the last few weeks across so many different platforms has just been incredibly overwhelming. But there is this hunger from fans for it, right? We want to know what's going on and where things are at. For me, we talked about mental health and well-being of athletes earlier. That for me is the core thing right now. And
do you think we tear people down off pedestals the higher we put them up? See, like,
yeah,
your Blacks are gods. Now, a lot of people could have got really angry with Dame Nolene Taurua for not putting Grayson Wecky in as goal shoot in the game against Jamaica, which we got thrashed in. She played her first up and didn't take her off for the game against England, the bronze medal match, which we won. But, nobody's really... Because, the Silver Ferns are up there, but they're not up there with the All Blacks. It's not such a travesty or a tragedy when they lose. It upsets people. But the All Blacks, up they go, down they come.
Yeah, it's so true. And I think part of it is because our identity as a nation is incredibly wrapped up in the success of the All Blacks. And we expect them to win. They have been at the top of the game for decades. And what we've seen happen is that other teams, like the Irish, have finally got to that level as well. So it's now time for us to go, okay, how do we lift our game again? We talk about, as I said, about athlete welfare and mental health. And for me, as a long-suffering Hurricanes, Black Caps and White Ferns supporter, you get used to losing, and when they play, it's a joy either way. And I think we need to get a little bit of perspective, and as fans, we can help lift them up. And so it's up to us to change the narrative around the All Blacks. They are currently in a spiral. I imagine that they're feeling really terrible right now. They are their biggest critics. And then they've got us piling on top. And we know what happens to athletes when they go into that spiral. 12 months ago, we were talking about Olivia Pobmore. And I don't want to have to cover another death of another athlete ever again. And so as fans, and for me as a fan of the All Blacks, I still love the All Blacks. I still love you. I still think you're amazing. Yes, we're going through a tough time, but I will back you 100%. I know you've got this. It's just going to take a little bit of work, but we'll get there. I'm optimistic, Brian, about the All Blacks.
I want to take things back to England and another major sporting event, which happened down the road from Birmingham. And that was the final of the Euro women's football competition between England and Germany. And if you want to talk about joy and sports people being joyous, the English football team had it in spades. An amazing game, an amazing tournament. I think the last time we were on, I talked about, one of the counter arguments for women having equal pay, which is, the men play for longer or the men have higher skill levels or blah, blah, blah. Well, after watching that tournament, I just thought, the skill levels are the same. And the women don't do all that bloody Hollywood stuff. When they get knocked, fall down, they just get themselves up. If they're injured, they lie down. They're still down. If they're not injured, they get up. They don't go to the ref and do a Hollywood. None of that. So refreshing. Yeah. And we are hosting that team and the best other teams in the world next year, right?
For the FIFA Women's World Cup around this time next year, which is so exciting. And even just talking about the Euros gives me chills, like good chills. And, there's the argument right there when people go, women aren't as skillful. You go, oh, really? Look at that amazing goal. And people aren't interested in women's sport. Oh, well, there was only 90,000 people in that stand. Yeah, people aren't interested in women's sport.
No, what a fantastic crowd it was too. Again, really good-natured
amazing
crowd.
Yeah, it was just brilliant. And for me, the tide is starting to turn when it comes to coverage and recognition of women in sport. And, you know, we've been talking about this for an incredibly long time. And so to see the likes of the Euros and to see women at the Commonwealth Games being, you know, put front and centre is just, it's so good. This is the type of stuff that we have been pushing for and talking about for years. And I hope that this continues for a very long time.
Zoe, enjoy your last night covering the Commonwealth Games of 2022 and enjoy your time at the beach, wherever that might be.
Oh, yes. Yes. And before I go, Brian, it was very sad to hear that you're going to be leaving us on the nights, but going to RNZ concert
next door.
Yeah. When is this going to be our last show?
Oh, I don't know, Zoe. We might squeeze in one more.
Oh,
might squeeze in one
good.
More. We'll see.
That would be good. You know, it's sad to lose you from nights. It's amazing working with you. I love our conversations about sport. Always interesting. But I know that you'll have a wonderful time at RNZ concert as a former RNZ concert person myself. And I wish you all the very best for your new job.
Thank you, Zoe. And sport and music, maybe that's a topic, eh?
Absolutely.
Zoe George back with more sport, whether with me or someone else, I don't know. But she will be back on nights in a month in the bed.